Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. This week, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland wanted to share highlights from our broadcast as a tribute to Dr. Jerry Savelle to honor his life and ministry. We appreciate the word he preached for decades that has touched people's lives around the world. His messages on the blessing and favor of God are still impacting the body of Christ today. If you've missed any of the broadcasts, I encourage you to go to our website, kcm.org, or to KCM's Roku channel to watch them for free. Let's join Brother Copeland and Brother Savelle for today's study and find out how living the good life is a part of God's redemption plan for you. It was already planned before the foundations of the world.
Jerry, let's go back over and read that Psalm 68, 19. Now, I went through, as I read, in my Bible reading and my Bible study, I read a chapter every day. And I start that with, Father, as I read my chapter today, and as I meditate on these words, then you lead and guide me into all the truth, and I receive it today into my heart. And you need to do that every day. Now, that leads into different areas of study and so forth. And I study to preach and minister and all these different things. But that, every day, that chapter, and I start in the New Testament, I heard the Lord say, highlight and underline every time you see the word blessing or bless or blessed. Whoa, it just like pulling the curtains back. Oh, yeah. Now, here's one of them.
It's all over the Bible.
Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. Now, notice that this is just integrated with the blessing of the Lord. It is the Lord who is the blessed. In fact, if you look into English translations of the Torah that were translated by Jews, very interesting, because they begin, in the beginning, the Blessed One created. They started with the blessing. I mean, page one, verse one, chapter one, the Blessed One. Connecting God and the blessing, not the curse. So there it is right there.
Consequently, they all grew up blessing-minded.
They're blessing-minded. Now, and when Jesus came, the marked difference was He came preaching the blessing. Scripture said God sent Jesus to bless you. And the people hadn't heard that. They had heard the law. Yeah. They were hearing that law. They were getting beat over the head with it because the high priest and the leaders of those days were not right in their heart. And they were not preaching the blessing. They were controlling people with that law. And he came preaching the blessing, Jerry. And man, I mean, they just, well, of course, when he preached it, they heard it. It produced faith. They received it, and the blessing worked, and they got healed. And
Well, his that first sermon in the synagogue where he grew up, and him talking about the blessing. And they said, what gracious words are these? What words
what
of grace?
What is this? Yeah. They never heard grace before.
They never heard anything like it before.
And it did them just like it did me.
Yeah.
Like it did
you. Set you free, praise God.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
That He's a God of mercy and grace. And He said, I've come to preach the gospel to the poor. You ain't going to have to be poor no more, man. I'm here.
You remember back there years ago when we were doing those Jubilee meetings all over the country?
That's what I was thinking about.
Oh, man. He said in there, in that Luke, the fourth chapter, right along with preaching the gospel and to the poor and healing the brokenhearted and all, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. which was a reference to Leviticus chapter 25,
yeah, great Jubilee.
The year of Jubilee. And him saying to them that Jubilee is no longer a period in time. It is now a person, and I am that person.
Him.
I'm your Jubilee.
I am the Jubilee.
Yeah.
And that great Jubilee was the year everybody's debts were canceled.
Yeah.
Everybody, if you had lost any of the family land or anything, yeah. you got it back.
Yeah.
I mean, it was restoration time in Israel.
And he told them, proclaim liberty throughout the land. Redemption throughout the land. And the Bible tells us, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be talking about our redemption, talking about the blessing.
We're supposed to be God's trumpet.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be sounding these things. Mm-hmm. Well, thank God we are sounding them
yeah,
today. We're blowing the horn, brother. Wake up.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Every day a blessing day. That's what God intended. You know, you can't talk about the good life, which we read from Ephesians 2 from the Amplified. You really can't talk about the good life without going back and talking about the fact that Christ has redeemed us from the curse. Living out from under that curse, that's good living. That's the good life. And I think we ought to talk about that a little bit on today's broadcast. Galatians chapter 3, beginning in verse 13, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And then verse 29, and if ye be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So, if we have been redeemed from the curse, then we need to know what we redeemed from. What was in that curse? What was involved in the curse? How does that affect us? So you go back to Deuteronomy chapter 28, and beginning in about verse 14, it starts listing everything that was under that curse. I think it's interesting that one of the things that was under the curse, verse 38 says, thou shalt carry much seed out into the field and shall gather but little in. To not reap a harvest off of every seed you sow is under the curse.
That's a curse.
And the Bible talks about how that we sow much and we should reap much. If we sow generously, we should reap generously. A lot of people say, well, Brother Jerry, I've been sowing seed. I've been applying the law of seed time and harvest, but I'm not reaping the kind of harvest that the Bible says I'm entitled to. Well, if you're not, that's under the curse, and you're redeemed from it, praise God. You need to start saying that. I am redeemed from the curse of sowing much and reaping little, praise God.
Yes.
And then in verse 48, one of the things that's under the curse, it says in the latter part of that verse, in want of all things. If you seem like you never have your needs met, you're always in want, you're just barely getting by, that's under the curse. And you've been redeemed from the curse. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Need to start saying, I'm redeemed from the lack of all things. I'm redeemed from the want of all things.
I'm supposed to be blessed.
That's right.
I'm not supposed to be cursed.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
You remember, they brought that woman to Jesus, bowed over, just totally incapacitated.
Yeah.
And he said, ought not this woman be loosed, seeing she's the daughter of Abraham?
That's right.
Didn't we just read, and if you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise?
Yeah.
Then ought not this man be loosed from this debt?
That's right.
Ought not this man be loosed from this bondage? Ought not this man be loosed? Ought not I be blessed? I am the seed of Abraham because I'm in Christ Jesus.
That's Jesus' attitude about us just as much as it was about that little woman.
I need to be saying so, don't I?
That's right. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I'm redeemed. Well, listen to verse 61. Every sickness and every plague, every disease, another translation says, which is not even written in this book of law, is under that curse. every disease known and not known to mankind is under the curse, and we're redeemed from it. So instead of going around and accepting the flu or whatever else Satan's trying to pass off on everybody, Bible says we're redeemed from it.
Look at that 22nd verse. Consumption, fever, inflammation, extreme burning, and mildew, that's mold.
Yeah.
There was some mold showed up in our house, and Gloria and I got the word and went down there and walked around that room and read that to that wall. We read that to that. You don't belong in my house. You get out of my house. You die. You're under the curse. I am blessed. This house is blessed. You're not coming in this house. Mm-hmm. And we said, Lord, we thank you for your wisdom. We give you praise. Well, now, normally, you know, they want to just gut the whole place and all of that. A very close friend of ours that helps us with that property. It wasn't in our home here in Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. And he said, the Spirit of God woke me up with a plan. And he showed him exactly where that basement level down there went down below the ground. Mm-hmm. They had failed to build that right in there. Mm-hmm. And God showed him that, and right where it was, they opened it up and ran is kind of a same thing as a work like a borescope in a car, you know, where you run that light and camera down in there where you can see down in the side of an engine. They had a large one. They ran that snake down in there where they could see that, and it was just exactly what the Lord said. They just took out that wall right there and put it back like it is supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And then he showed him outside where they had not built off that wall like it should. He went out there, moved that dirt, built it up like it is supposed to, and the inspector said, oh, yeah, that's fine. That's all you need. Well, see how God got rid of that mold? Yeah. I mean, he gave another man of God that was blessed. Mm-hmm. He showed him exactly what to do, exactly how to handle it, and Jerry, it didn't cost anywhere near.
Right.
What it would have had we just gone with the conventional wisdom and blah, blah, mm-hmm. and just ripped out and just tore our house all to pieces and cost tens of thousands upon thousands of dollars. There wasn't no use in.
Oh, I know people have gone through that same thing that didn't do what you and Gloria did, and they wind up having to move out of their house for months and months and months, and then when they moved back in, they still didn't get it right.
Yeah.
You know?
Because they didn't get the heart of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
What was the heart of it? The devil.
Yeah.
And the curse was functioning.
Well, what you're doing is appropriating the blessing.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. I'm not supposed to have mold. Amen.
No, that's under the curse.
Ought
God.
Not this man be free from mold, seeing as Jesus bore it?
Yeah.
He was made a curse for us.
Yeah.
That's no little thing,
the
Jerry.
The blessing of Abraham might come on us.
Yes, sir.
And I love the way it says that it might come on. That means I'm supposed to wear this blessing every day of my life.
Load it up.
Yeah.
Every day.
And it's not out there somewhere and I'm trying to get it.
No, no.
It's on me. You know, in a few moments, I'm going to take this shirt off. But I don't ever take the blessing off.
Amen.
It's on me 24/7. It goes where I go.
I need you to talk about this today. Again, we mentioned it last week, went by it on one day, but we need to get back to this. We are not outside on outside stuff coming people. We're inside out people. The kingdom of God is inside us right now. The scripture said there's a child born and on his shoulders is the government. It didn't say on his head. Mm-hmm. Said on his shoulders. The shoulders are in the body.
Right.
And we are the members of the kingdom of God in which the government of the kingdom functions, and that kingdom is in us, and our stuff is in here. Mm-hmm. Our healing is in here. Every born again child of God, that blessing is in here. Right. So what has happened? It's in here, and it's come out and resting on us from the inside out, mm-hmm. which brings things to us.
Yeah. Well, connect that with what Jesus said. Out of the good treasure of a good man's heart, good things come to pass.
There it is.
Yeah. So it starts in here. Out of the good treasure of a good man's heart, good things come to pass. So he's saying the good things that God planned for you and I to have, they started with him. They're in us, and we draw them out. And the way we draw them out is by the words of our mouth. We speak God's word just like he's. The Bible says in Romans 4 that God calls things that are not as though they were. And Paul says, and we have the same spirit of faith.
Yes, sir.
So those good things that God has prepared for those that love him, we speak them out of our mouth. And it says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and good things come to pass. My tongue is connected to my future. My tongue is connected to my destiny. My tongue is connected to whatever I might need in this life, or whatever I might want, desire, or what would bring enjoyment to me. Oh, it's all connected. Now listen, here's something. Remember we talked about in Deuteronomy where God said that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Mm-hmm. Notice how God connects life and blessing together, death and cursing. And then over in the book of James, it says, out of the mouth proceedeth both blessing and cursing. In other words, I'm speaking either the blessing or the curse.
And it's your choice.
It's our choice. Oh, and
Jerry,
then James
strong,
said this,
man.
My brethren, that ought not to
ought
be.
Ought not be so.
In other words, if I'm going around talking sickness and disease, that's under the curse. I'm talking it, and consequently, it's coming to pass. If I'm going around talking lack and poverty and want, the want of all things is under the curse. I'm talking the curse. I'm giving place to it. I'm activating it. I'm giving it a right to function in my life. But on the other hand, I have the right to talk the blessing. He said, choose life, choose the blessing. And I can have the blessing activated by speaking it. I speak, I'm blessed. I was saying to you a few moments ago before we came on the air again, Carol and I don't allow a day to go by that we don't say, aren't we blessed?
Oh, yeah.
Aren't we blessed?
And you don't have to try to say it.
No.
It just comes out.
It just comes out.
Because there was a time when you made the choice, you decided to say it, and you chose it and said it and chose it and said it and chose it and said it until it started coming out of there without you having to think about it.
Until it's happening daily.
Yes, sir.
And then people say, that's the luckiest people I ever met in my life. It's not luck.
No.
It's that blessing working.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Amen.
We are the ones who activate it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Amen.
Listen to this. He said in Galatians 3 that the blessing might come on us. So people need to study Deuteronomy 28, those first 13 verses about the blessing of the Lord. And it says in verse 8 that he will command his blessing upon us. Will command his blessing upon us in our storehouses, in all that we set our hand to. He'll bless us in the land which the Lord our God has given us. He will establish us a holy people unto himself. It goes on to say in verse 10 that all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called. Now, God said to Abraham in Genesis 12, verse 2, I'm going to bless you and I'm going to make your name great. Another translation says, because I bless you, you will become distinguished in the earth.
Yeah.
I'm distinguished. by the blessing of God.
I'll tell you what, they talk about us prosperity preachers. Some of them like it, some of them don't, but they're still talking about it.
Oh, yeah. It's like one preacher's been famous for talking ugly about us in the pulpit, but when he was losing his church, he wrote to me and asked me for an offering.
Yeah.
I thought, now he don't like my message, but he sure likes what it'll produce. So I sent him an offering.
Amen.
But notice it says, and you will, the people of the earth will know that you are a distinguished people because there's something working in your life that's not working in their life.
Yeah.
It's the blessing.
You got something on you.
Yeah. And then it says in verse 11, he'll make you the head, or he'll make thee plenteous in goods and everything about your life. You got cattle, he'll make them plenty. The fruit of your ground, he'll make your harvest plenty. It says in verse 13, and the Lord will make thee the head and not the tail. Thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. I love this new English translation there. It says, you'll always end up on top.
Always.
I like
good,
that.
Man. That
always
is
end up on top. Now, that's the good life.
Now, when he said in here, the stranger, 43rd verse, the stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and you will come down very low. Now, here's the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about a stranger now. Somebody you don't even know, he will lend to you.
Yeah.
You borrowing money from somebody you don't even know, I'll guarantee you he'll run and ruin your life.
He'll become servant to
you're
him.
You're a servant to him. Yeah. He's the head and you're the tail.
Mm-hmm.
And you created that by going into covenant with somebody you didn't even know to get the money that God would have given you.
Mm-hmm.
Had you believed for the blessing, God would have provided for
there
you.
There was a time in mine and your life
absolutely
where we didn't know any other way. My dad borrowed all his life until I taught him from the word differently.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about all the
mine
way up
did too.
To,
that's the only
you know,
thing
that's
I
the only
knew.
Way he knew. That's what he taught me. When I started college, I didn't have the money. Dad didn't have the money to send me. He took me down to Commercial National Bank and introduced me to his best friend, who was vice president of the bank, the man that helped my daddy stay in debt. and he introduced me to him and said, called him by his name and said, this is my son, Jerry Jr. He wants to go to college and we need to borrow some money. And the man said, what have you got for collateral? Well, the only thing I owned besides the clothes on my back was my 1957 Chevrolet.
You didn't.
And he said, we'll take it. Now, that ought to have been a clue right there. We'll take it. You know, and I put my 57 Chevrolet up for collateral so I could go to school. Now, here I am just barely past 18 years old. I'm not even 19 yet. This is September, and I don't turn 19 till December. And I'm already in debt. And that's the way my life was until you started teaching me about Abraham's blessing. And praise God.
Glory
you talk about
God.
The good life. My homes are paid for. My cars are paid for. I don't have any debt. I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be a blessing.
And you got a 57 Chevy.
And I got my 57 back too, praise God.
How do you have a vision for your future when you just need to get through today? When the dreams you once had seem out of reach, is there a way to rebuild? The Bible says that God has only good plans for you, that His goodness and mercy are coming after you. It's when you begin to understand His goodness that you can begin to receive it. Get the Goodness of God MP3 series by Gloria Copeland and grow your capacity to see the love, prosperity, healing, all the good things of God in your life.
God is good. There's not anything that is more faith-building than to know the Father and to know His goodness.
When it seems like the world around you is being torn apart, you can remain firm in hope. Become a living, walking example of the love that God has poured out to mankind. As you join your faith in God's promises with steadfastness to stand on His word, there's nothing that can stop His blessing from taking over your life. Order your free copy of the Goodness of God MP3 series by Gloria Copeland. The motivation of God's heart is His love for you. Receive all the benefits that God desires to pour out on you through His goodness. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01-225-787-310. This free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today.
There are two ways of life in this world, the kingdom of God, which is filled with life and blessing, and the kingdom of darkness, which is filled with death and the curse. Now, God sent Jesus to make a way for you to live in His kingdom so you could receive His life and blessing evermore. Jesus did the impossible part for us and paid the price for our sin. There's nothing separating you from God right now, but you still have to choose to enter into God's kingdom of life. We make our choice by confessing Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and you can change the course of your life today. Choose the good life and blessing God has prepared for you. All you have to do is pray this with me. Lord, I confess my sins before you. I turn my life over completely. Take over and be the Lord of my life. I receive you as my Savior. I receive your Holy Spirit. I receive my new language. Thank you that I'm born again. Amen. Praise God. Welcome to the family of God. All of heaven is rejoicing right now. You're a child of God, and all of heaven's blessings belong to you right now because you are a joint heir with Jesus. To learn more about your new life in God's kingdom, the Copelands have a gift they want to send you for free, and it's called the Salvation Package. This free resource will help you take the first steps into the new life of God's covenant family. He loves you so much, and He's excited to spend time with you. To request your free copy of the Salvation Package, go to kcm.org today. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to tune in tomorrow as Brother Copeland and Brother Savelle show you that renewing your mind to God's Word enables you to live the good life God planned for you. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you called the Salvation Package. Learn who you are in Jesus and what belongs to you as a child of God. Email us at partners@kcm.org.uk and request your free Salvation Package.
Welcome to kcm.org, your study center for victory. Get real help for real life problems. Select a topic for answers straight from the Bible. Then believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply what you've heard and read to experience real change in your situation. Each step provides pages of articles, video teachings, topical scripture lists, and recorded prayers and confessions from the Copelands. KCM.org has made it simple to tap into God's wisdom for real help in your life. KCM.org meets you where you are.